Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bouchard tries to cut in, gave it away at the Panthers line. Luostarina back the other way. Up the right side, Etu Luostarina to the circle. Luostarina hands it back. High slot, Tkachuk shot, he scores! Matthew Tkachuk let it rip from the high slot, and the Panthers have a 2-0 lead with 46.4 seconds to play here in the opening frame. What a feed from Luostarina, and great patience from Etu Luostarina to set up Matthew Tkachuk.
It ended up being the game winner there, Matthew Tkachuk. Playing through a torn abductor and a sports hernia. Just a little minor bumps and bruises as he gets his one shining moment. Dan, one shining moment. It's beautiful. Dan's hit all the championship hits this morning. We got We Are the Champions, the Open. Now we got one shining moment. I don't know what he's going to give us for the 8 o'clock hour. He's going to have to get in the lab for that one. The Panthers go back-to-back Stanley Cups, and what a story it is down here in South Florida. And Conn Smythe goes to Sam Bennett. Could have gone multiple ways with that Conn Smythe trophy, by the way. Bennett ended up being a massive favorite to win it. I saw a lot of people saying Reinhart could get it. He ended up with the most goals in the final, obviously because he had 4 last night. He was one of the longer shots to win it. Marchand actually had a legit chance. Mm-hmm. I don't know which way you go. Bennett's a fine choice for me. Bobrovsky could have been a fine choice as well.
Very valuable piece of this.
Very valuable piece. He could have been in the conversation as well.
It's just kind of easy with Bennett having the most goals in these playoffs.
Yeah,
so that
kind
of helped.
Hey, at least the Panther won it. So that's progress, right? At least the Panther won it. They didn't give it to Connor McDavid again.
I was stunned when they said that this is the first time the Panthers had won the trophy. I was like, huh?
Yeah, because they gave it to Connor McDavid last year. Again, I can't imagine what it's like, and we might have to do this. We might have to track down the Joe Rose of Edmonton, because I'm really curious what it's like up there this morning. They must be calling these guys just choking dogs right now, right? To lose another series to the Panthers.
I'm guessing
Edmonton kind of looks down at Florida as a hockey market, like South Florida. Like, we're really going to lose to these guys twice.
On,
like, we're Canada. Edmonton. Like, we're
it's Canada.
Like,
when's
hockey
the last time
land?
They won a championship?
That's been a long time.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing they have a very spiteful view of South Florida hockey.
Florida's won more championships than Canada in recent years.
Yeah, well, the Lightning were very successful for a while.
Three of them.
A couple, yeah. So,
and Canada hasn't won since 1993.
Lightning went back to back, right?
Yeah. And they won before that. Canada hasn't won since 1993. A Canadian team hasn't won since 93.
You're starting to feel that vibe around the Panthers that I felt around the Lightning. I went to school in Tampa. I actually worked for the Lightning for a bit, and people are bonkers over hockey. In Tampa, it's like a crazy passionate following in Tampa. I know you're rolling your eyes at me. It's big in Tampa, and it's starting to get that feel here.
Bigger than Buccaneers?
No, nothing's bigger than the NFL.
Let's calm down a little bit.
No, nothing's bigger than the NFL, but no, they have a crazy following in Tampa, and you're starting to feel that here. In South Florida with this Panther team. Phone lines are open, by the way, 305-567-0560. We want to hear from you here this morning as we celebrate. Let's go to Tony. You are up next on QAM. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking the call. My wife and I love the Panthers. We're up here in Port Orange, Florida, and we just love the Panthers. And we were fortunate enough to go to Game 3 against Carolina. We came down for the weekend,
nice.
And it was fantastic. I mean, just absolutely awesome. And I really hope that that we can keep
Dennett, Ekblad, and Marchand, all of them. I hope that Zito can find a way to work that out, and I'm sure the guys want to stay there. I mean, we got to celebrate what we just did, but I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but we got to go for the three-peat. Let's just keep going and build the dynasty. Just a quick little story. Yeah, so we're originally from the Boston area, but we've been loving the Panthers for years.
I can hear that in your voice.
Yeah, yeah, and we just love them, and I'm in my late 50s now. I've watched so much hockey in my lifetime, and I can honestly say, you know, going back to the old Bruins teams, but, you know, overall, you know, being such a hockey fan, this is the greatest hockey team I've ever seen in my lifetime. If you look at the way they play, not only their depth, but their coaching, their ownership, their management, and their incredible forecheck, the way they just literally suffocate teams. They're Johnny on the spot with the, you know, stick on the puck. I mean, their fundamentals are incredible. They play a really clean game. Everything about them. I mean, they are a model for hockey, and this is the greatest hockey team I've ever seen. It's incredible, and I really want to see them even get more popular, you know, in this part of Florida. I mean, they're the hockey team of Florida. I mean, forget about Tampa, and you know, they are the team in this state and in the southern region of the country, and they're just awesome. I'm so happy that a United States team won. Honestly, guys, after seeing, you know, the Canadian hockey fans, you know, booing the national anthem, I never want to see them win a Stanley Cup. They don't deserve it. We're just so, wow, so excited about this, and we just love it. They're the greatest team, hockey team I've ever seen.
That's,
honestly,
that's interesting.
I could go over and over. Yeah.
Thank you very much for the call here this morning. I don't know, greatest hockey team of all time, but they play incredibly well together. And I think the best part about this team, Dan, and like we were talking about this earlier, who's the best player?
Depends what night you play and you're watching.
They have had so many guys step up. The Brad Marchand thing is a really wild story, though. And I agree. I hope they're able to keep him here. I'm guessing that he's going to want to be here. And a lot of players are going to want to be here now. They have turned this from a team that's like, all right, just go move to Canada. No one cares, to this is the premier destination
in
the league. It really is amazing what a culture change in an organization can do. And I give those guys so much credit, because not easy. By the way, what Bill Zito, mm-mm, that ownership group have done, not easy to turn a bad, bad, bad franchise into the premier franchise in hockey. And yeah, you got guys talking about best hockey team ever. They're real. This is in the conversation here. I think I had a really good chance of three-peat. And just to let you guys know this too, the odds are out for next year.
Oh,
guess who the favorite is?
Edmonton Oilers.
The Edmonton Oilers are the favorite. +650.
A year ago at this time, that was the exact same thing. They're like, watch out, Edmonton's coming for revenge. Well, look what happened.
I don't know, man. But you got Edmonton at +650. You got Carolina +900. Dallas +900. The Panthers at +1,000. So the Panthers going off at 10-1. If you're feeling frisky this morning, you want to put your futures bet in. It is amazing, though, to me, like, and we know this well down here, everything has to fall
just right
to win a championship. Hell, to advance in the playoffs, everything has to fall
to get to the postseason.
Right. You saw it in the NBA this year. Look at Boston, huge favorite. Look at Cleveland, huge favorites. Both of those teams have their stars get injured in the playoffs. Look at Golden State out west. Jimmy goes down, Steph goes down. It all has to fall into place, right? You can't lose a key star. Hell, it looked a little bleak for a bit there with Matthew Tkachuk after that Four Nations thing they did, which, by the way, was a lot of fun to watch, but the aftermath of it, not so much, and you wondered if he was going to get back to full game shape, and it was kind of amazing, by the way, to hear him afterwards talking about how he was getting stronger as the playoffs went on after he's dealing with those ridiculous injuries. But it just has to fall exactly into place, which is why maybe they have the Panthers at +1,000. Maybe they don't think it'll happen, you know, three times in a row. But the one thing I will say about this team is they got a lot of depth. they got a whole heck of a lot more depth than these other teams. That fourth line goes out there.
Goodness.
I mean, those guys were really good, man.
It got so bad last night to the point where it seemed like all Edmund could do was just try to play Draisaitl and McDavid as much. But the problem is, you can't do that all game long. And then it's just wave after wave after wave, third wave, fourth line, first line, second. Panthers just keep coming.
Marcos, to turn that music down.
Oh, man. Dude, you don't sound good.
I don't feel so good. Leroy, you don't look so good either, man.
Leroy.
Hey.
You got this?
I took the antidote, though.
Yeah. I got this. Barkov.
Oh, yeah.
Barkov.
I got the coronavirus.
The coronavirus.
Oh my goodness.
That's pretty
wow.
Good. That is good. What a start.
I was dehydrating, thinking about stuff.
It's and Froggy, you know, you don't look so good. You look like you've been up kachucking all night.
I got a runny nose.
Strange thing. Sometime last night, I got a severe strain of back to back Stanley Cup champion. Cap fever! Wow! Wow!
Hey, if there's any doubt, who's the best team in the NHL right now?
Come on.
They left. All questions. Oh, my goodness.
My goodness.
How did they dominate from start to finish?
What an ass kicking. What a complete throttling. The Florida Panthers get it done yet again. And for the second straight season, hoist the Stanley Cup, beating the Edmonton Oilers down 5-1. Oh, that was really a shutout. They were already
that little freebie at the end.
You don't get. I think that was the first time Bob was ever not focused because he was like, "Oh, wait, we were up 5-0." He's like, "What's the point of this?" Cats win in six, an absolute beatdown city. The entire game felt like a party. And I mean, what can you say about this team, man? They put themselves in the absolute pantheon, a Panther pantheon of all-time great teams down here, back-to-back champions, and just an absolute thrill this team was, Leroy. Not a weakness up and down the roster, and just did everything the right way, an incredible run. Man, what a time it was last night.
And the thing is that we were talking about this the other day. We're talking about Sam Bennett. We're talking about Marchand. We're talking about these guys. Y'all forgot. What about Barkov and Reinhardt?
Come on, dude. Come on,
right?
Dude.
It's crazy that this team makes you forget about who's the actual stars on this team.
Dude, that move that Reinhardt just decided in the middle of this series, guess what? I'm taking over, dude. And he just, I mean, that move, the shake and bake to start off the scoring, it felt like right away Edmonton was like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Especially when it wasn't Marchand, because Marchand did something like that
game before. It was
crazy.
What a time it was yesterday. And, yeah, Sam Reinhardt, 4 goals in the clincher. Just an absolute monster performance. Barkov yesterday, that first line, which had been quiet. Barkov, I thought he finally got one. I was like, oh, Barkov! Oh, it's off Reinhardt skate. Who cares? But who cares? The elbow room right now is packed.
Oh,
beer is flowing.
Breakfast. Whoa.
Everybody is out there partying.
Yeah.
The cats are celebrating. Barkov has had the cup on the beach already. There's Vice shirts. I see right now pictures of Matthew Tkachuk looking very drunk.
Papa Tkachuk got to hold the trophy as well.
How goosies was it yesterday? How goosies was it yesterday, given the cup from Barkey to all the first timers. Yeah. That was Goosey's galore, dude. They let every one of the first timers touch it first. It was so cool. It was such a, and just the epitome of this team of just
right
team up and down. We want everybody to get their chance to touch this for the first time. Who hasn't?
They dented the cup.
Oh yeah, right. No, I think they've severely damaged the cup. It's dented. I think there was a crack on the top. I think I saw this morning. That cup's already seen things again. It's back home, you know. It's comfortable. It's comfortable. It's where it's supposed to be. Were you trying to get there today, Froggy? Like, what went on? What was your morning like? You were trying to get boots on the ground at the bow?
I was there.
You were there?
I was there. Boots on the ground, baby. I drove there. I left my house at 6:45. I got to Elbow Room around 7:15. The traffic hadn't woken up yet. There was still parking available, but there was already a crowd outside. I don't know if you know this, but Kiss Country's actually broadcast.
I heard them. There. I was listening to Dina B and TC on the already there. That was so cool.
So they were there already. There was already a crowd. And then for a while, it just kind of seemed like everyone was just waiting around, waiting to see, because Barkovic actually got in there early, but then left.
And so, like, he gathered himself? Yeah. Like, he had to, like, he just took the cup for a stroll on the beach and returned?
He did. He's like, where are my friends? So he left for a little bit, and then somewhere around 8:40.
Barkov would always be first guy to a party.
First guy. First guy for sure. Also, first one to leave. First one to leave. He's like, hey, guys, I've been here all day. I'm getting out of here. But Tkachuk arrived shortly after with Barkov and the rest of the gang, and they were kindly escorted to the top. With beer showers flowing, champagne showers flowing.
My goodness.
What a good time.
I'm seeing Sam Bennett right now getting showered with MVP cuts. And what the hell is that? Is that a JFig in the background?
That was JFig in the background.
What's going on there?
She's just happy
for
her cat.
She unmute herself?
She was her clean feed was coming through.
Oh, that was weird. But anyway, Sam Bennett right now getting showered with MVP chants at the Elbow Room, and yeah. He's about to pour beer on people.
A couple other chants that were notable. One more year.
Yeah, for him?
I'm not sure who they were.
He's going to get a lot more than a one-year deal.
We got that for sure.
He's going to get a lot more than a one-year deal, dude.
Take it to the water. That was another one.
They got to sneak past the keeper.
We want beer. That was another one that was going on. And a lot of Bobby chants, but I didn't see Bob.
I think Bob's already.
He's not going to the Elbow Room.
I think Bob's already starting to work on next year. He'll show up to the.
He's doing the slow dance in his driveway.
Yeah, he's just like I'll meet you guys. When we're getting like tea. he'll come to the hungover recovery party. That's where Bob will be at. What a time, man. The Florida Panthers are champions once again. It is you got the call? Can we get the call from Doug Plagans last night? The Cats, champions, yet again, put an absolute beatdown on Connor McDavid, on Leon Draisaitl. They looked absolutely broken. But this one last year, dude, you didn't make your cute little comeback there. Really?
That's the one thing I'll say. The last two games, the Panthers went into it like, we've been in here playing with our food.
Yeah. No, this should have right? this very much should have been Cats in five. This very much should have been Cats. Between goals, between leader time, this very much should have been Cats in five. But you want to know something? Very clearly, they just wanted to win it so they could bring it to the Elbow Room. I mean, like, I see right through you, Panthers.
You know what else is like, and I said this before, you know, early on in the series. They wear you down. When you saw the Oilers at the end or the middle of that game, it's like, we got nothing. We are beat up. Tired, and like, yeah, they could only go, I would say Edmonton could only go maybe two lines deep to where you were going to get some consistent play, and the Panthers were four lines deep. So yeah,
You got the final call, Froggy, from yesterday. Let's hear this on WQAM last night. Doug Plagans with the call, declaring the Cats back-to-back champs.
Down to the final 5 seconds. Rats rain down. Lord Stanley staying in South Florida. Last year was greatness. This time it's historic. The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. The Panthers have done it in 6 games. They take down the Edmonton Oilers. The Panthers have gone back-to-back in 24 and 25.
Glorious, beautiful, remarkable, and undeniable. The Panthers at the top of the hockey mountain, second year in a row, Stanley Cup champions.
The Florida Panthers have etched their names in hockey history.
What a time, man. Doug Plagans, yep. Billy Lindsay on the call last night.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, soak it up for a second. Soak it up.
Beauty.
Beauty.
I call it art in motion, whatever it's called.
I don't know if your microphone is connected, Crowder. I hate to do that on a very big, important broadcast like today, but it seems as if you're just talking into the ether in your room. I may be wrong.
Reinhardt must have did it. He did everything else.
You sound so much better. You sound like a championship broadcaster now. A South Florida hockey dynasty. It's hard to believe that we're in the midst of that, but we are in the midst of that. I'm sorry, but yes. If you go to the Stanley Cup final 3 seasons in a row, win it 2 consecutive times, you'd be hard in my mind again, unless you define a, well, you know what, now that I'm saying it, what did the Heat big three, was that a dynasty? Or is a dynasty like 8 or 9, like Celtics? Like, you know what?
No,
I got to think about this. I am no longer at 203 prepared to declare ourselves in the midst of a hockey dynasty.
What are you doing? 3 Stanley Cups, 2 wins.
I know, but is it a dynasty? Yes. Were the Heat, was the big three a dynasty?
Yes. Easily. 4 championships in a row, 2 in the middle. That's a dynasty.
Well, you didn't win 4 championships, though. You went
4 appearances.
You went to 4.
4 appearances.
You went to 4, you won 2. You went to 3 with the Panthers, you won 2. That's a dynasty.
No, no, I'll tell you by 6. I got to figure this out. Admittedly, not the way I started planned on starting the show. It was going to be a little more celebratory, but I kind of caught myself in the air going, well, wait a second. Have you really thought this through? Is this actually a dynasty?
It is. Well, dominating?
We may be in the midst of a South Florida hockey dynasty right now as we speak. Couple things. Someone, this is Elite Marino, so you know he's a Dolphins fan. He tweeted out, now he believes we're in a dynasty. South Florida has really had a dynasty in basketball and hockey before the Miami Dolphins have won a playoff game. Now, yes. If you do believe that the Panthers are in the midst of a dynasty and the Heat was a dynasty, we've been in or through 2 sports dynasties in the amount of time where the Dolphins have not even won a playoff game. That's almost impossible for a major city.
Yes. And the Dolphins, I think the Dolphins set up Miami with sports dynasties, and now the Heat and the Panthers have taken over.
Chris Johnston, NFL insider for the NHL insider for the Athletic, pointed out the Panthers spent more time leading during this Stanley Cup final than any previous team in history.
kind of goes to what Solana was saying yesterday when I was saying, hey, maybe this series deserves a seventh game. And Solana was like, no, they have skated the Oilers off the damn ice this entire series. And now that it is over and over in six, this Panthers team dominated them. Yeah. Just dominated them up and down. I know Oilers fans are probably doing the, you know, like the poking, you know, do something thing to Connor McDavid. I've seen a whole bunch of Connor McDavid, James Harden mashup picks on online. Like that, there's something to be, there's questions to be asked. I saw a great tweet today that said Connor McDavid better feel lucky that Stephen A. Smith and the rest of the pundits are not as into the NHL as they are other sports. Yeah. Because Connor McDavid would be the topic of discussion. He is the superstar of the league, and he has been thrown in the trash two seasons in a row in the finals by this same Panthers team.
Do you look at the Lightning a couple years? What is that, 2020, 21, when they were winning a bunch of them? Or were they a dynasty? Because if they're a dynasty, we're a dynasty.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would call them a hockey dynasty. I really have to come up with what my parameters are, because when I think of the, like, the dynastic Celtics, how many championships in a row was that, Solana? Do you recall? It was like 9 or 10, 12.
Bill Russell won 12 or something like that.
Yeah, over the course of however many years. Like, I don't know. I'm going to ask people smarter than me. And it's not going to be any of that. You three guys, Jimmy, Solana, or Crowder. When I say I'm going to ask people smarter than me, it's not going to be anybody on this video feed.
So Hawk, they had all those stats out there about back-to-back, you know, Stanley Cup wins and all, and they went back 30 years. I can't go back to 1947 when the Montreal Maple Leafs won, Toronto Maple Leafs, whatever, three in a row. How far are we going back when we're setting the parameters?
Well, no, you just have to decide what you think a dynasty is. In other words, is a dynasty, do you have to go to seven finals in the course of a decade? Do you, like, it just depends what you consider a dynasty. If you consider back-to-back championships a dynasty, then they've hit it. Like, they did it. If you consider three trips in a row, I'm talking World Series, Super Bowl. If you consider it a dynasty to go to three finals in anything in a row, then they've done it. I just don't know if that's my personal definition of a sports dynasty now that I say it, because a dynasty has to be the most elite of the elite sports franchises. I think the Panthers are that, by the way. I just think it might be too early to say. Now, to say that they are in the midst of a dynasty, I feel comfortable saying that, but they would still have to go to another couple finals over the next. Like, I don't know what's going to. I was going to ask, Josh Pell's going to join us. George Richard's going to join us. I was going to ask them, like, what stops this Panthers team? For me, it's one of two things. Either you lose key players. Now, even if you lose Sam Bennett, and this is going to sound silly, you still have most of this dominating roster intact.
Mm-hmm.
Sergei Bobrovsky, for me, is the linchpin of everything. Matthew Tkachuk is the engine. Did you see what Matthew Tkachuk played with during this Stanley Cup final, during these playoffs? Did you see what he revealed last night in the post-game interview?
What did he say?
He has been dealing with a torn abductor muscle off the bone. Mm. They didn't know if he would literally be able to take the ice for round one. Matthew Tkachuk is the heartbeat of this team.
Yes.
And one of two things stops this Panthers train. Fatigue, which is a legit possibility, or losing key personnel, which I don't know how much you could possibly lose. I mean, obviously, Sam Bennett is out there, and Brad Marchand is out there, but man, they are so deep and so talented that I kind of feel like the only thing that gets in the way of this team is fatigue at this point.
They played three straight Stanley Cup finals, and it seems like they were fine. to your point about losing guys, I think it might be salary cap, because you know what happens with championship teams.
Well, I'm saying the only guys who you're going to potentially lose are Bennett and Marchand of the big name guys. Those are the only guys. And again, I'm not poo-pooing either of them.
Yeah.
Sam Bennett, maybe you saw, pretty important guy.
Yeah, Conn Smythe. It ain't easy to get the Conn Smythe there, Hawk. Sam Bennett's a hell of a hockey player.
But they are deep. Like, you're not losing Tkachuk. He's under contract. You're not losing Bobrovsky. He's under contract. You're not losing Barkov. He's under contract. Solana may want to lose Ekblad. I don't know.
But on that standpoint, don't we trust Bill Zito enough to go find not another Sam Bennett, but somebody to jump in that line that can mold with them? That's what a dynasty is to me. When you have the owner that's going to spend money, you have the GM that knows what the hell he's doing, and you have the head coach that knows how to get a bunch of damn good players to play well. And it seems like we got something rolling.
Well, what a night last night. Solana was there on the ice after they won the cup. He interviewed some of the players, and we're going to listen to those interviews. Josh Appel interviewed some of the players right after the game, and we'll listen to some of those today. How long, like, who did you interview, Solana?
A ton of different guys. Carter Verhaeghe, Evan Rodriguez, Nico Mikkola, Dmitry Kulikov, just to name a couple of them. And Hawk, I know, you know, when talking about dynastic qualities and whether or not this is a dynasty, you want to interview people who are smarter than you, and that's fair. But if you want to ask anybody who's drunker than you, then I feel I'm very qualified for that position right now.
You're going to declare them a dynasty?
I am declaring them a dynasty right now, 100%. Yes.
I have to tell you, the videos coming. I'm not saying that they're not. I'm just saying I'm not. I got to figure out what my own personal parameters are for a dynasty. I got to figure that out. The videos coming out from downtown Fort Lauderdale, the Elbow Room, are just unbelievable. AJ Greer started a F Edmonton chant from the balcony, which is, I mean, I don't know. Most athletes take a higher road when discussing the competitor, but AJ Greer went all out. I loved it. Brad Marchand, there's a great picture of him going, someone wrote, "You are not prepared for the summer of Marchand, South Florida." He's got a cigar. He's on the beach. He's got like the cup. He's got a cigar in his mouth. He's got in one hand a beer and like a vodka, something like he's got two drinks in one hand, cigar in the mouth. The sun is shining and it is Brad Marchand just getting ready to begin the summer of Brad in the midst of South Florida, which is just delightful.
I got to DM him, Hawk. I got to DM him. I need some of this work. Well, two drinks and a cigar.
Yeah, it is. This is heavy duty work if you can get it, man. It is really something what's going on at the Elbow Room, which is so great. I mean, just this whole the way South Florida parties. I don't know if you saw Sam Reinhart. He lives in a community. A lot of people know where he lives. His front lawn this morning. There it is littered with hats. People are throwing hats on Sam Reinhart's lawn because he had the Hattie last night. He actually had more than a Hattie.
Is there a four I don't know. Name?
What's four? When you score four, what is that? Is that more hat? What is that?
Cowboy hat? I don't know.
The way South Florida celebrates this, the way the Panthers celebrate with South Florida. Solana has a viral tweet. Solana was at the arena last night about 1:30. Who was it? Sasha Barkov that came back out?
Barky comes out with the cup at 1:30. Everybody's gone.
It's all employees left.
They're doing a party up in one of the suite levels. All the employees had already left the ice. They're all celebrating. You hear the music. They have a DJ. And some of the Panthers players had already gone up there as well. But other guys are still in the locker room celebrating with the cup.
Sasha Barkov comes out to hoist the cup for the Panthers employees who are still around. You know, the people, I'm sure, like Adeline, you know, the people that we deal with on a broadcast basis, and their front office and all that stuff. And so Solana tweets it out, like, how cool, how effing cool is this? Barkey out here celebrating with the employees 1:30 in the morning. Solana's tweet, I think it's got like 100,000 likes on it already, but they showed it on the Pat McAfee show. They showed it on Dan Patrick. They talked about it on Dan Patrick. Solana's been reached out to by every, you know, social media head for every of, you know, from the NHL to Spittin' Chiclets on down. because it feels unique. And again, I don't know how other teams celebrate the cup. It feels unique. It feels like the Panthers are genuinely interested in South Floridians, fans, and employees. They're genuinely interested in having everyone celebrate with them. And I know a lot of championship teams want to be celebrated. They want people, fans, to celebrate them. And it feels like the Panthers want to celebrate with us. And I think that's unique in sports.
Does it have something to do with the fact why Canada hates Florida teams and that we're these new teams and we're not the historic hockey teams, and the Panthers players know that? And now that they've turned this franchise and this hockey world around, that now y'all are backing us, we got y'all's back too. It's,
I mean,
we don't have Edmonton fans. We don't have Toronto fans. Now we have that. We've gathered fans like those big Boston's and Chicago hockey towns, and we're going to fool with y'all because y'all fool with us.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that, because I'm imagining, like, the guy to ask is Brad Marchand, because he won one in Boston, which is a hockey city, man. And now he's going to experience one in South Florida. And I'm curious how he interprets the way fandom in hockey works in the two cities. Be very interesting to find out when it's all said and done.
He was the toughest person to try to get to on the ice last night. When I tell you, you know, like, Luongo's out there, everybody wants to talk to Luongo. Bill Zito has a crowd of people around him, obviously. Barkov, Bob. When I tell you there was hundreds of people around Brad Marchand last night on the ice the entire time he was there, like, it was so impressive to see, like, his family, but then just you felt it, like, this dude's a big deal in the hockey world.
This dude is a big deal. Yeah. Wins a cup with the Panthers in a half a season. Jimmy, by the way, tells us, in hockey, a player scoring 4 goals in a single game is often referred to as a haul or a poker. While haul is more common, poker is also used, especially in some circles. Let's use that over the next week as we talk to everyone, Plagans and Billy Lindsay and Randy Moeller and Goldie. Right. Let's use haul as if we know what we're talking about,
right,
and just see if they're, you know, if they know like we do, you know?
I thought about it, man. I have a problem with the Conn Smythe Award.
Because?
Bill Zito should have got it.
Good evening, South Florida. It feels like we just did this. Let's congratulate the Oilers and the Panthers for a terrific rematch of the Stanley Cup Final. The Conn Smythe Trophy goes to the most valuable player in the playoffs. It's only fitting that this year it goes to the leading goal scorer, Sam Bennett.
Sam Bennett takes home the Conn Smythe. The Panthers take home back-to-back Stanley Cups. Good morning, South Florida. It is a championship morning as the Panthers get it done in Game 6. No Game 7 back in Edmonton on Friday night. So your Friday night is cleared to celebrate, as this is the 9th championship in the big four leagues that we have had here in South Florida. How about that? Hollywood Omar Kelly, Dan Day with you here on this Celebration Wednesday here on QAM. So you've had nine, Omar. You had three from the Heat. Mm-hmm. You had two from the Dolphins, yes. Two from the Marlins, yes. And now two from the Panthers. So there you go. Those are your
I've
nine championships.
I've only not been alive for the two from the Dolphins.
And we're talking about a long history of sports down here. So that's why
50-something years.
That's why these are pretty sweet, because they just don't come around all that often, as you can see. So this and also, as everyone's pointing out here this morning, this puts this team up there with the dominance of the Dolphins in the 70s, with the Heat in the 2010s. And now you have the Panthers here in 24,
25.
So
a South Florida dynasty.
It has been a dominant deal here. The Panthers, by the way, are on the same road that the Big Three Heat went on. Lost the first one, win the next two, and we'll see what year four brings. Year four, obviously, for the Heat was the loss in the final. LeBron left, all that, whatever. We'll see what this brings for the Panthers here. They're 10-1. If your future's better. I cashed a nice little futures bet last night at +700. I got in a little late to the party, but if you're a Panthers fan, you want to get in this morning on your Hard Rock app, they're going off at +1,000. Kind of a nice little value there. I don't know how Edmonton every year seems to be the favorite. Why is Edmonton +650? Why are they the favorites? Someone explain that to me. The best player in hockey vanished in that series. No Conn Smythe for him this year. When is the parade, text draft? Sunday. Parade is going to be Sunday in Fort Lauderdale, and they're saying the weather is looking better.
Start looking
than
for
it
your
did
parking
last
now.
Year. Yeah, it's let's see here. Elbow Room is already packed. Did you see the pics? Send us some stuff, guys. If you're at the Elbow Room, call us if you want. We are taking calls this morning, 305-567-0560. Danny, should we jump back into these calls?
Yeah, we got Evan in Tampa.
Evan,
how are you, sir?
Yeah, let's go, Panthers! Let me tell you, I've been in Tampa since 02, but I'm born and raised out of Miami, Florida, and I'm a diehard South Florida fan. And I'm telling you, the way I've seen these Lightning the past couple of years that they celebrate, I'm telling you right now, I am coming down this weekend. I'm going to show up, and I'm going to show out, and so, because you can't take this for granted. We're going to show up, and we're going to do it again next year. We're going to three-peat just like MJ's Bulls, baby.
Evan, you must have a bunch of buddies up there in Tampa that are Lightning fans, because I went to school in Tampa, so a lot of my buddies are Lightning fans, and this is making them sick. Are you with me on that one? Are you getting that from those guys?
I got one. So I work for Advent Health. I'm in my medical office, a bariatric office, and one of my doctors, what he did, like I believe I want to say after the first loss, I came in the office and he had a whole bunch of Canadian copies of Canadian flags all over my desk. So trust me, I'm driving to work right now, and trust me, I'm getting a whole bunch of Florida Panthers logos, and it's going to be all over his office. That's trust beautiful. Me on that. But that's hey, we're going to celebrate.
Yeah.
Listen, it's not
you
a day
be
for
petty,
the Dolphins
Evan.
To heat. Listen, it's not a day for the Dolphins to heat. Tomorrow, I love my teams, but today it's all about the Panthers. So we got to show up and show out. I am coming this weekend to celebrate our Panthers.
Beautiful. We'll see you down here. Thank you for the call, Evan. Safe travels from Tampa. I will tell you, a bunch of my buddies are big. Like I said, everyone from Tampa, not everyone, but if you're a sports fan in Tampa, the Lightning have this, like, you know, crazy following, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those guys are crushed this morning. I don't know if they're more crushed by this or the Heat thing. In 2010, they were really crushed by the Heat run. That bothered everyone in the country. But this one seems to sting them a special way, because, again, the Panthers, it's like you're used to them just being irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
You're used to them just kind of just being there. Like,
don't forget, the last 2 years, we eliminated the Tampa Bay Lightning in the first round. This year, 4-1.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Yes, we did.
Put them down.
We got another couple more callers here. Dan, who's this?
Jimmy in Miami. Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, brother. What's going on?
Well, you know, what an exciting morning. I got into my car, and the first song that popped up on the radio was We Are the Champions by Queen. No coincidence, it just popped up. Anyway, I just wanted to describe, you know, my feelings about the Panthers. I've been a Panther fan since their inception. And, you know, there's one word that really describes how it's been put together. It's called professionalism. It starts from the top. And, you know, you look at what they did when they re-signed Barkov. There was a commitment that was made. And now, you know, they've added pieces. They brought in people that know how to run the organization. And these are professionals. And when you talk about the players, they're all professional. They have a common goal. They know how to play the game. They do what's asked of them. And, you know, we have the rest of the league isn't even close to the level of how this organization is run or yet how they play. And it's just an exciting thing to watch. Let's enjoy the run, see how long we can get out of it, and hats off to them, and let's party. Let's celebrate.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the call. This is going to be a big party weekend here in South Florida, no doubt. Dan, I think we're up against it here, right? Do we have to go to a break? All right. If you are on hold, we will get to you. You have our word this morning.
You have the Hollywood promise, the guarantee, the
Hollywood word. We'll see what that's worth here this morning. I promise, if you are on hold, we will definitely get you in here this morning. We got plenty of time to go here on the show. We're just getting started with our Panthers celebration.
The victory lap.
Man, if you would have told me this, let's say when I was in high school, and like I told you, they were like literally giving away tickets at the door.
BOGO.
That this team was going to win back-to-back Stanley Cups. I just wouldn't have believed you, man. But this is pretty sweet.
I mean, I owe him so much. Him and the Violas for getting me here. This is this changed my life, and he just always seems to find the right guys. And I'm just lucky.
Matthew Tkachuk, after the Panthers take back-to-back Stanley Cups. Welcome back in here on WQAM. It is a celebration on this Wednesday morning. Hollywood Omar Kelly is here. Dan Day with us. Dan, man, these don't come around very often, and we're starting to get used to this feeling
here. I know, man.
2 years in a row now. Let's bang out a few more phone calls here before we hit the 8 o'clock hour. Dave Hyde's going to stop by in the middle of the 8 o'clock hour. He covered the game last night for the Sun Sentinel. Who do we got next here, Dan? Let's go with the callers.
We've been waiting for this. Jamie is boots on the ground at the Elbow Room. Jamie,
how we doing, guys?
Good, Jamie. What's up?
This place is slammed already. There's every news outlet here with TVs. There's police all over.
You sound a little slammed, Jamie.
Yeah, you know, it was a long night.
Paint the picture for me. What's going on there? Like, what are the ladies looking like?
Oh, they're out. They're out and about. The crew is more anxious. Everybody's downstairs looking upstairs waiting to see who's going to pop out.
Nice. Hopefully they'll dump some beer on you guys with the cup like they did last year.
I hope so. I haven't heard of anybody being here yet, but we're hoping soon.
Sounds good, man. Keep in touch with us. Call us back if anything develops out there, right?
Absolutely.
So the expectation is that the Panthers players are there, or that they're going to be there?
That they're going to be there, I believe. That
okay.
They're going to be. But we have reporters in the area, so now we're all set here. Let's keep it rolling here, Dan. Who do we got next?
Bert in Miami. Bert, it's all you.
Hey, Bert.
Yay, what's up, guys? Congratulations to the Panthers again. It's like like you said, we're doing this like on a routine basis.
Yeah, really starting to feel that way, huh?
Yeah, it's great, especially when you don't sleep. You should have seen, I'll send you guys videos. Last night, 40th and 82nd, that's where I live, by Tropical Park, mm-hmm. La Carreta. Was slammed. I couldn't get home. Nice. I'm not, which I don't mind. I was there like 1 in the morning. If you guys don't drink Kalala, today's the best day to drink it. I'm telling you. Oh, and by the way, Hollywood, what you said about the Hard Rock, that Edmonton is favorite. Let them. I'm happy when the Panthers are not favorite, because I always put money on them. When they're not favored, they make me more money anyway. So, I'm glad next year I'm going to put them again to be champion. I'll put $100 for them to be champions. You know,
it's a good investment.
This team is incredible.
Actually, I shouldn't say that because then you can come back and sue me. But
no, this team is incredible. This team is deep. You know, Edmonton is not deep. I'm sorry to say that.
They're not.
I've seen every single thing. They're not.
Yeah, the Panthers' fourth line outplayed Edmonton's second line, essentially, right? Like, the Panthers are a deep team. Thank you for the call, Bert. Really appreciate it. They are such a deep team. I mean, everyone on that fourth line just continued to step up, and that's why, again, like, I asked this morning who the Panthers' best player is, and I think it's pretty amazing that you can't really answer that question, right? And, you know, the default answer would be Barkov, right? And he's, by the way, you talk about a guy who's been here through the good and the bad. Barkov is in that group, right? And you put him, Sam Reinhart, Sam Bennett, Brad Marchand was, you talk about great pickups. You don't win that series. You don't make it through the playoffs without that guy, which is why, again, it's really amazing. You add someone to your team late like that, and you hope that it's the piece that puts you over the top. And it doesn't always work out that way. It very rarely works out that way. I mean, we see teams in every sport do it, right? We see it in the NBA all the time, right at the deadline, right? In the NFL at the deadline, the team will make a move. And they say, well, we're this guy away. This is what makes us a contender. This is what's going to get us the championship. And it seems like it never works. It worked this time with the Panthers, and Brad Marchand ended up being essentially the difference maker.
Do you think that they would have gotten to this exact destination if they hadn't made the trade?
No, I don't. I don't know that they win this. I don't think they win the Stanley Cup without him.
Why?
Look at what he did in the final. I mean, the final alone, they don't win that. I don't think they win that series. Now, look, obviously, I don't know, right? I'm just kind of playing the result, but he could have won the Conn Smythe last night. And if he would have won it, I don't think anyone would have been upset. He certainly could have won that thing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tries to cut in, gave it away at the Panthers' line. Luostarina back the other way. Luostarina to the circle. Luostarina hands it back. High slot. Kachuk shot. He scores! Matthew Kachuk let it rip from the high slot. And the Panthers have a 2-0 lead with 46.4 seconds to play here in the opening frame. What a feed from Luostarina and great patience from Etu Luostarina to set up Matthew Kachuk.
Matthew Kachuk yesterday putting the Cats up 2-0. The setup from Loosty. Apparently right now we have Matthew Kachuk at the Elbow Room chanting 8 more years for Sam Bennett. That's Goosey's galore. No pressure, Sam.
I don't think Leroy knows we're on air, by the way.
No, I'm laughing at 8 more years, and I'm like,
okay. I heard your phone, that's fine.
Oh, no.
You can't let him leave.
No.
Don't you leave me, Sam Bennett. Don't you leave me.
Stay right here.
You stay right here. I'll hug you.
Is that a threat? I'm not sure.
Can I hear from Sergey? Can I hear from my guy, Sergey Bobrovsky? Yesterday on TNT, talking to Jackie Redmond, and this was his first reaction to the Cats becoming back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Sergei Bobrovsky, congratulations. You have just gone back-to-back. What makes this one special?
It's an amazing feeling. And I want to say glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. You know, I dedicate again and humble and appreciate it for everything that went through. My daughter, two for this family. This family is amazing. So I'm blessed with everything, and I wanna thank God for that and go back to work.
It's very clear that this is a very, very special group. What can you say about what these guys mean to you?
Yeah, they are amazing. I mean, the group, it's so privileged to be their goalie. You know, it's a dream come true. And to win twice that trophy, it's amazing.
You know, we saw you kind of standing by yourself as the crowd chanted your name. What is it like to live in that moment?
Yeah, the crowd is the fans are amazing here. They give me all time. Their support is amazing. So I'm so happy to bring that cup to them again.
So what's next? How do you celebrate?
Say again.
How do you celebrate?
Yeah, we just enjoy it together. That's it.
All right, congratulations. Thank you for this.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sergei Bobrovsky on TNT yesterday.
Guys, I don't know about you, but
come on.
I'm about to cry. That was beautiful.
You get emotional?
That was amazing. Just the same way I got emotional last night, I just got emotional all over again.
I feel things when he celebrates. That man
he even celebrates so by saying and go back to work.
Yeah, he can't wait.
There's no time off.
He's going to take a week off to like watch documentaries, and then he's going to go to the mountains, and then he'll be back. He's going to probably be back in like some gymnastics gym doing flexibility, jumping on a trampoline. He's an absolute legend. I love that man.
The post game from Tkachuk, that one hit me right in the feels because it looked like he really thought at a point in the season he wasn't going to play again.
Oh, dude, that was crazy. He said that he tore his abductor off the bone.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Yeah, apparently he had that. Sam Reinhart was playing with a sprained MCL. And apparently Barkov, like, cut his hand badly. And they had to, like, keep suturing it up. It kept popping open. And then they eventually had to glue it. Ugh. Hockey,
dude.
Yeah.
The toughest sport. I'm so sorry.
I would say this. With the antics of the NFL and basketball, right, and the fact that you can get a 2 minute for embellishment in hockey so nobody really fakes it, it would appear that, you know, they are tougher. But I think the rules and how they play the game, if you want to win, you have to be tougher. You really do.
Oof.
Some of the things these guys play with, you know, I play with banged up stuff. I play with a lot of stuff. And some of the things I hear that these guys are playing through,
it's always a secret, too. It's like, you know, because hockey just keeps it under wraps. And then, like, we all get to finally learn, hey, what was going on with the Tkachuk? He goes, yeah, that was torn off the bone.
Right.
Yeah.
As a fellow
but I understand.
I'm not discrediting any other sport, but.
No, I didn't see Waddle. You totally missed the point there. That's now. Has the elbow room been open all night?
Yes.
Yes, it has.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, it has.
Yes. And for those listening, that was Matthew Tkachuk at the Elbow Room with Sam Bennett next to him leading an 8 more years chant. Legendary. 8 more years! 8 more years! 8 more years! He's chanting back! 8 more years! 8 more years! 8 more years! 8 more years! Wow.
That man is going to get a lot of money.
He's going to be so rich.
What?
A lot.
He's gonna be so rich.
Any chance he becomes highest paid or no?
I don't know.
You know how sometimes it just happens on a random person.
I kind of like though. Did you see yesterday? They were talking about, hey, McDavid's going into his last year.
Ooh.
And Matthew Tkachuk was kind of like, he's too good not to win the cup somewhere.
So he did a wink.
God, would that like be the ultimate Canadian like betrayal?
For sure.
I mean, Canadians will stop coming to Florida.
Oh well, maybe.
I mean,
I don't think so. I think
that would be the equivalent. Hold on, that would be the equivalent to Jason Taylor winning Defensive Player of the Year, and then the next year going to the Jets.
Well, he did go to the Jets, but he wasn't defensive player of the year.
No, but it wasn't.
It wasn't that JT.
Right. You know what I'm saying.
That would be something. That would be like right there. It would be like you lost to this team twice and then you joined them, Connor. Mm. They would be more mad at him than they were at Sam Bennett for the Stolarz thing.
I mean, they did do it to KD.
I would say the all Kevin Durant. You lose to them and then join them? Oof.
Boink. Matthew Tkachuk is just such an enabler of trolling. That's what it is. Like, I don't even he's like, I don't even know if I want Connor McDavid, but I'm going to just put this in the ether.
Oh, he kind of sounds like you.
Yeah, I like him.
He's good. You go whale hunting and you don't even know if you want a whale, but it's a whale.
Did you see they were celebrating the Pink Pony Club in the locker room? They stole Edmonton's song. Matthew Tkachuk's dancing with a cigar and the champagne. And they're going, Pink Pony Club. Like, it's just, what a delight. And by the way, I couldn't be happier to see Evander Kane's ass just, like, so salty after this was all over.
I'm so happy I don't have to see his face anymore.
Him and Evan Bouchard, I'm like, if I never have to see Bouchard's stupid face again, it won't be too soon. What a time.
What a dirty little. You saw that at the end of the game. Even Tkachuk was like, it doesn't matter.
You're just a baby.
Back-to-back champion.
Yeah, good for you.
Throw your stick, dude. You're stupid.
What a time. What a time to be alive. The Cats, back-to-back champions. It is, this is crazy. This is a crazy, I mean, Bill Zito, what a GM. What a stud. Yep. What a stud.
When he lifted that trophy,
woo. QCs.
Woo.
He's an intense guy. And by the way, we got to give a shout out to Bobby Lou. Roberto Luongo.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, banged the bleep out of that.
Cup clincher.
You go in, you call him in for the bullpen to finish the job. Bobby Lou brought it home yesterday. He just earned himself a big bowl of pasta out of that cup.
You think he'll switch it up or pasta again?
Oh,
I don't know.
I mean, pasta's always good.
Pasta is good. Dade South says, potty mouth, Bobby Lou. He was a potty mouth.
Yeah.
The kid, you know, it's okay. The kids, Dad, can I say that? Only Bobby Lou can say that. And now Sergei Bobrovsky's number's going right up in the rafters next to him.
Got to.
Focused. Bobby and Bobby Lou.
You want to be a successful goalie in South Florida? Change your name to Bob.
Apparently so. God, that was so good.
Man, that's a good NIL deal.
Hmm?
Marchand eating
a blizzard out of
blizzard
the cup.
Out of the cup.
Oh,
I'm gonna do that today.
That's gotta happen. It is still packed there. Everybody's just there partying, celebrating.
It'll be packed till Sunday.
Whew.
Yeah. And then it'll be packed again on Sunday.
Yep. Drinky poos, left and right.
Tobes, are you the voice of the parade?
I am. Yeah. I'm going to be on the broadcast for that day.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't have the deets, but I said I would be there as long as it's Sunday, if not Saturday, because Saturday is Tommy's Jiu-Jitsu tournament.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
But if it's Sunday, I said I'd be there.
Hmm. Good luck, Tommy.
Boots on the ice.
Boots on the beach. Yeah.
Where does this parade go? Where did it go last year?
It just goes down A1A in Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Yep.
Oh, so it starts at the facility, at their facility?
No, it starts.
It's not right by Bulls Beach. It stopped, right?
No, that's where it ends. That's where it ends, and that's where the stage was last year. Now, hopefully we're not, you know, dodging lightning bolts like a bunch of Pikachus farting out there. That was dangerous last year.
That was dangerous.
Please.
But epic.
That's true.
Yes. But
I mean, you better do that thing in the morning.
Why?
So you can avoid the rain.
I don't know. I guess.
Hmm.
What a time.
Yep. Good for. I mean. This team has brought us nothing but joy for the last 3 years. They didn't win the cup the first year.
No, but that was an incredible run in itself.
It was an incredible run, and what I would say is, if you're and I'm exclude the Heat out of this, because the Heat for some reason feel if we keep the other team below their average, we should win, but you can't score, So I'm going to eliminate them. The mindset is defense first, but they need to score. But if I'm the Dolphins and I'm looking at how the Panthers started the first year they won the President's Cup and how they are now, I'm looking at that and going, we kind of need to make that same transformation, right? Not the high-flying scoring team. We need to be tough in the trenches. And it's evident. Like, it's not the only sport that that doesn't work. So I don't know why people think it works on in football. You have some anomalies, right? But even when the greatest show on turf won the championship, nobody scored more than 20. So you had to have a level of toughness. Listen, if you don't have that level of physicality, you can't win a championship in any sport.
Yeah, but the difference is even when the Cats had to change their style, they still led the NHL in points. Like, the Dolphins haven't even got to that point yet.
Right, but I'm just saying, their best year was an offensive year.
Yeah, and it's still, and that's, but this is the thing, that's the thing about Dolphins ineptitude. Even that year that the Panthers were high flying, scoring, led the league, the Dolphins would still kill for that year of at least winning a playoff series and then getting embarrassed.
Right. Right. But I just said it along the lines of, we've seen what, for example, look at OKC. What is OKC known for?
Defense.
You know, besides having SGA, they're stifling defense, mm-hmm. right? When you look at who won the Super Bowl, offense and defensive lines. When you look at the Panthers, they suffocate you on the offensive side. And opportunities come from that.
I can't believe they
almost- And I just wish that the Dolphins saw these things. And you got to upfront look at it and say, okay, we've seen what wins. We need to make some adjustments.
You know, it'd be great having a GM who can actually run an organization. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, they're up against it now, though.
That Conn Smythe, ugly trophy.
It did look a little ridiculous.
It looks like you win the lumberjack outdoor game.
It's not ugly if your name is on it.
Nah, it's ugly. It's an
right. It's I don't think Sam Bennett. Sam Bennett get ready to get paid?
Sam Bennett couldn't be faster of getting rid of that Conn Smythe. He goes, "This is an ugly trophy. Give me the real cup. Give me that cup."
Well, at least he won it, and it wasn't an Oiler.
You couldn't give it to an Oiler. It'd be ridiculous.
You couldn't. There's too many.
You couldn't give it to an Oiler.
There was way too many Panthers.
Well, I don't think an Oiler should have got it last year either.
No, it was ridiculous.
Exactly.
Bull crap. But it was, it's so cool to see what this team has done top to bottom. Sam Bennett was an absolute monster. The physicality that he brings was just next level. This whole team, just a real tip of the cap to Bill Zito and Paul Maurice and what they've done in these years. And, you know, it's been said. I mean, the change of ownership to Vinny Viola and the way they run their organization has been top-notch. What a time.
What a time.
I mean, they were celebrating last night, Pink Pony Club, in the locker room. But there was another team who did that this season, right? Was it Carolina? I think it was Carolina that was using Pink Pony Club as like their celebratory song, but the Panthers did it last night to celebrate the cup.
Who is this?
This is Chapel Roan.
This is a celebration song?
This is a – no, not at all. That's what makes it funny.
this is weird.
I don't want to get into the whole story of Chapel Roan because it's a great story, but we don't have time. George Richards is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he covers the Panthers for FloridaHockeyNow.com. They've got all the coverage you're going to need during this exciting time, all the way through the parade on Sunday. George Richards is with us. Hello, GR.
Well, hey. Hello. Huh?
Solana's worn me down. Solana's worn me down with the GR crap, and so now I'm just doing it.
He can do that to you.
Yeah, just wears you down. George Richards is with us. So now that it's all over, and they've won back-to-back Stanley Cups, can we begin this discussion? I said I was going to ask people smarter than me, and believe it or not, you're one of them. Does South Florida have an NHL dynasty on our hands?
Yeah, you know what? There is that argument going on, and a lot of people, want to say, you're lowering the bar. Because when you think of dynasties, you think of, Edmonton back in the 80s, right, with Wayne Gretzky, or the New York Islanders won four straight, the Lakers, the Bulls. We're going to find out, because, listen, the Panthers, they may not win the Stanley Cup next year. They may not three-peat, trademark Pat Riley, but... I mean, this team is all, most of these guys are signed. They're locked down. This is going to be a contending team, and they're probably not done. I think it's a great start to what could very well be a dynasty in the NHL. I mean, they've been to the finals three straight years. They're built to go deep in the playoffs, and hey, after what they just pulled off, nobody wants to play them, so their style isn't going to change, so why not?
I'm not going with Gio. No, I'm going with George. That's what I'm going to ride with.
Thank you.
Give him 2 weeks, it'll be GR.
Be GR, 2 weeks. George, were you surprised last night? Because I thought it'd be a better game. They pulled a goalie.
Yeah.
Rhino scores. They put the goalie back in. It almost, I don't know, did they give up? Was the physical thing, like we kept talking about, did it catch up with them? I thought there would be more fight out of the Oilers last night.
Yeah, so did I. And I thought there'd be more fight was when they were at home in game five and Florida did that to them. I mean, it was 2-0 going into the second, and if you're Edmonton, A, you're depressed because you can't beat these guys, and two, you're like, well, it's only 2-0. We're very lucky it's only 2-0. Florida completely dominated that game from start to finish. They were lucky to be in it. You could see a little bit of that. They were wore down. That's what Florida does. They do it to everybody. That's why when we talked about in the regular season, right, we were talking about, I don't want to play X, Y, or Z. I was like, no, you can't beat the Panthers in a 7-game series. I mean, a Tuesday night in the regular season, that's one thing. But to play this team day after day after day, it just sucks the will out of you. It sucks your soul out. And that's what happened to Edmonton. They had no answer for the Panthers. They're big guns. At the end of the thing, we're done. Florida just, did whatever they wanted to do, and that game last night was not close.
George, I'm going to go over to the NBA for a second. When you think back...
Why are you calling him George? I'm doing GR because of you. You wore me down. Now you're going to call him George?
Yeah, a little played out, so the GR thing, let's be honest.
Old, tired.
Like me.
Doing that anymore.
Man, I didn't think I'd get that reaction out of Hawk that quickly. I said, George, your eyes lit up. Like
I'm like, what is this guy doing? I'm throwing him a bone here.
When I think back to the Bad Boys Pistons, late 80s, 89, 90, they win two titles. They kept Michael Jordan from winning his first titles. They kept Michael Jordan, the next great one in the NBA, from being able to get over the hump. And I think, it adds to the mystique of the Bad Boys Pistons. When you think back in a couple years on this Panthers run, aside from who knows what else they'll accomplish, these two titles specifically, will they matter more in the lore of the NHL world because they kept the next great one, the next wonder boy, Connor McDavid, from getting his first Stanley Cup?
Yeah, if you're looking at Edmonton, we're in the prime of Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid, and they're now 0-2 in the Stanley Cup final, and both, at the hands of the Florida Panthers. Connor McDavid's the best player in the NHL. And Florida held him to what, one goal in this series? He didn't do a whole lot in the series last year either, but that's what Florida does. You look at some of the great players in the NHL. Artemi Panarin last year for the New York Rangers, he had one goal. The Tampa Bay guys don't score against Florida. Florida shuts down all the big guys. But I definitely think that, you know, when it comes to Connor McDavid, the NHL's been waiting for the Edmonton Oilers to win the Stanley Cup, not only, you know, because that's a storied franchise, but to bring the cup back to Canada, and he hasn't been able to do it, and it's because of the Florida Panthers. Nobody else has beaten Edmonton in the final because they haven't gotten there. That's a pretty good point that Florida has kept them from doing it and kept him from doing much of anything in them.
But speaking of that, to piggyback Solana's question, George, did Edmonton let Connor McDavid and Draisaitl down? Because to your point, they're the most talented, or they would be called the most talented, but they don't have enough depth. Florida went out like the Marchand edition, Seth edition. Like, they were moving. Did Edmonton move like that? I think they let those guys down.
No, you know what? Edmonton was very active at the trade deadline and made some good moves. Listen, they lost one of their top guys. They lost their number three guy, Zach Hyman, to injury in the previous round. So that hurt them, right? You can't lose a guy like that. That'd be losing like a Bennett or a Reinhardt or something like that for the Panthers. Let's also not forget that Florida had Matthew Tkachuk on LTIR, which allowed them to bring in guys with $10, $12, $15 million worth of contracts because, you know, Seth Jones was able to come in. He, you know, had a $7 million cap hit that Florida didn't have. Brad Marchand comes in, you know, two and whatever, you know, so... I think Edmonton did everything they could. Florida was just a much, much better team, and Florida is the best team in the NHL. So I don't know that the Edmonton management let those guys down by putting the team that they did. Florida just was much, much better, and they're better than anybody. So, you know, it's just one of those things.
George Richards is with us. And again, you can read all his coverage, floridahockeynow.com. And again, you got a parade on Sunday, and you got all the postseason write-ups that he'll be doing. And so if you're craving Panthers content, and who isn't, floridahockeynow.com. So I said to Crowder and Solana and Jimmy at the beginning of the show, one of two things stops this Panthers train, either fatigue or the loss of key players. It's one of two things, because I don't think you can figure them out. It's pretty straightforward as to how they play. So what is going to derail them? Who do we have to be concerned about losing during the offseason?
Well, you've got the three big ones, right? Sam Bennett, Aaron Ekblad, and Brad Marchand. And, you know, Nate Schmidt's, you know, I guess number four. He had a great year. He's going to get a bounce back kind of contract. I would say, I mean, I don't know. Listen, Bill Zito last night says he thinks he can keep all three guys. And if Bill Zito says that, I'm you know, okay. Well, I guess he does. And Bill Zito has worked magic in the past. We don't know what the Panthers have up their sleeve when it comes to Marchand, Bennett, and Ekblad. But just looking at it without knowing all the numbers and what they are talking about behind closed doors, I would think you keep Bennett, you keep Ekblad. Marchand was kind of a luxury, a bonus that kind of came to you at the trade deadline. You keep your core guys and you move forward. Fatigue. Hey, listen, I talked to Sam Reinhardt about it. He goes, they like these short off seasons because you just start working out in August and you're fresh and you're ready to go. But you saw this regular season, right? We were talking throughout it. You know, there were question marks about the Panthers, and it was like, guys, they don't care about the regular season anymore. It stinks if you're spending $300 on a ticket to see them play the Detroit Red Wings on a Tuesday. The truth is they don't get up for it. They don't care about it anymore. They just want to finish, you know, somewhere in the playoffs, and then when the buzzer goes off, they're ready to go. And, you know, it, I don't know what's going to slow this train down. The salary cap, maybe, but it's going up. So the Panthers should be just fine. We talked about the dynasty at the very beginning of this. That's why the Panthers look like this could be sustainable and should be sustainable, because you've got all your key guys signed and the salary cap is going up and you've got your guys locked into very good numbers. This is just a masterclass in putting a team together. The Florida Panthers are just, they're just a machine right now, and they're doing it off the ice and on the ice, because they're built. Every team in the NHL wishes they had this team right now.
And quickly, George, like we heard, like Udonis Haslem took less money to stay with Miami Heat, and Dwayne Wade, Bosch, and LeBron took less money to get together. Do hockey players do that? Would somebody say, I'll take less money to stay with this team?
Yeah, they do, actually, and they do. They have done it to stay with the Panthers. You look at Sam Reinhart earlier, you know, last summer. He took a deal that was below market value. Sasha Barkov, when he signed that 8-year deal, he could have gotten 11 or 12 million somewhere else. I mean, he took 10. I mean, it's, you know, obviously I would have taken 10 too. I mean, I'm not greedy, but you know, these guys have been taking, you know, under market value to stay together. And that's something that Bill Zito preaches, is that, guys, we're going to offer you something fair, but it's fair in the fact that we all get to stay together. That's how we make this work. There's only X amount of dollars, right, as a salary cap. How about we all get rich together and stay together and win and have a blast doing it? And they've sold that to these guys, and they have bought in. You see that camaraderie. You see it right now in Fort Lauderdale this morning at the Elbow Room. These guys love playing with, you know, playing together and being teammates and being friends and all that kind of stuff. They look like little kids out there goofing around, right? And yeah, and that's a big part of it. There is something to be said about being happy and enjoying your life and sharing that with each other. And that's what the Panthers have done. And they are, you know, giving up a couple bucks here and there to do it.
George, I am going to petition the National Hockey League, Gary Bettman, to actually move their headquarters into the Elbow Room for the foreseeable future. Would you get behind me on that movement?
Makes sense.
Yes. Gary Bettman, though, the problem is they don't have air conditioning. So Gary Bettman's going to schvitz a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I'm out now, too, because I schvitz.
Yeah. No air conditioning at the Elbow Room. And if you're, you know, if you didn't bring your cash roll, you know, you're in trouble there, too. So maybe they take the second floor. Maybe take the second floor and put one of those, you know, window unit.
Get a little window unit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, get a little window unit over at Sears. Get a Kenmore. And or Kmart, whichever, and you're ready to go.
Great reference, yeah. With the Kenmore,
Zayers, whatever,
Zayer, yeah, Mervin's. George, Mervin. Richard, real
they
quickly,
didn't, they didn't sell Kenmore at Mervin's.
I know, they only had clothing, yeah. But still a great reference. We're so up against a break here, but real quickly, did you have the chicken cordon bleu or the meatloaf in the press room last night?
I had the Flanagan's Lunch Club. I did not eat at the media meal.
Wow, you are not a media member. If you are choosing to pay for a meal rather than take the free one that the team offers you, you are not really a member of the media.
Yeah, I had the meal there game three, and that was my last one. So
yeah, I made a big mistake with the meatloaf.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I made a big mistake. Milk was a bad choice. All right, we'll see you, George.
Bad choice.
George Richards, FloridaHockeyNow.com is the website. You can get all your Panthers content right there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long, Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.